They were the Lemurians, the children of Eden. They were the adventurers of their race, who set out to find the next sweet spot in the universe. That place in some galaxy on the other side, where the cosmic day had just begun. Upon arriving, they would use their marvelous crystal science to create another garden paradise, yet another Eden. After an epic journey across the stars, the massive space ark encountered a devastating asteroid storm just prior to entering this galaxy. The great ship rolled and dodged as best it could, but it was not meant to be, as all but the saucer section succumbed to the perilous pummeling. The saucer contained an ample amount of their fabulous crystals in a central chamber known as the Middle of the Middle. Never meant to be a lifeboat or shuttlecraft, the saucer was primarily intended to house and protect the Essene crystals within its hull of gold repellite. Regarded as the pinnacle of Lemurian engineering, and referred to as a time ship because of its ability to go on through the ages unscathed, it was impenetrable, except to those original Lemurians who were recognized by the ship's command center. The saucer containing the children, the medical team, and the sacred crystals smashed its way into the Milky Way, ultimately landing on the Jurassic cauldron that would someday be known as Earth. Oblivious to the perils of their journey, the fragile human cargo awakened from their sleep stasis into a harsh reality. After many instances of near extinction, the resilient humans found themselves once again on the brink, prisoners inside a massive dormant volcano they called the Wizard's Hat. The Jurassics, raptors, dinosaurs, and monsters of the land, sea, and air, made survival a constant challenge. The survivors numbered less than 100. It was their parents who had been the masters of crystal technology that powered their great starship and so much more. Now, these earthbound children of Mu hardly understood the powers of the Essene crystals that were stored in their original chamber aboard the saucer and in the pyramid at the center of the Wizard's Hat. The crystals were studied and maintained by the elders, who fervently perused the scattered records of the technology that was their only protection. Nearly the whole population, some 95 Atlanteans, as they had come to call themselves, were now within the Great Hall in the mountain, where they would remain for the duration of the daring attempt they were about to make. The plan was to shift the magnetic poles of Earth, creating an ice age that would eliminate the Jurassic threat once and for all. The amazing powers of the crystals would do all these things, while the area surrounding the Wizard's Hat would remain stationary in time. Like the center of a wheel, it would remain still as everything moved around it. There were many unknowns in their desperate experiment, but they had no alternative.